Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's a gorgeous day. Well, it's going to be a little rainy, but it's a gorgeous day, of course, a beautiful day to play golf. It's Saturday, July 3rd. This is the Golf Club around the world from Hawaii, in Hawaii, broadcasting to you on Oahu on the Jewel. And Star Protection makes it all possible. Get the Star Team on your property, foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Alakai Mechanical makes it all possible. The best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, and they are on every island. On Kauai, on Oahu, on Maui, on the Big Island, it's Alakai Mechanical. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can count on. Alakai Mechanical. Ko'olina Golf Course makes it all possible. Celebrate the 4th of July weekend. All active and retired military, $55 green fee at Ko'olina. Plus, you can bring a guest. That's right. Call 676-5300 for details. Catch the bug. Floors of Hawaii makes it all possible. The only company that recycles carpet in Hawaii. Go green with Floors of Hawaii. They've got a selection of carpet, tile, wood flooring. They're done by licensed installers. Floors of Hawaii is flooring done right. And the Computer Doctor, whether you got a Mac or a PC, whether it's a desktop, a laptop, or your network is malfunctioning, whatever your problem is, you can either carry it in or they'll come right to you. Yes, the doctor's on call. It is the Computer Doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com for all of your local scores. Shane Bacon's going to be joining us this morning. He's a columnist with Yahoo Sports. Mary Armstrong, a golf course architect, and Links Magazine listed her in Designing Women, the top 18 female golf course architects. Steve Murphy joins us. He's the Prince Course head professional, and the Kauai Open's coming up, so we want to find out all about the Kauai Open. We also want to talk to Fred Kamet, set scramble at Turtle Bay participant. He was on one of the winning teams, and if he wants to, he is going to the quarterfinals in Las Vegas in September. And we've got Moon Physical Therapy just joining us. Okay, Moon Physical Therapy. Do you have somebody in your world who really needs physical therapy? I mean, it doesn't matter what, young, old, doesn't matter. You hurt your knee sprinting, you know, and they hate going to physical therapy. They think it's like, oh, I've got to go to the physical therapist. Oh, they're going to make me work. Moon Physical Therapy. You'll feel better, first of all. Okay, that's the whole idea. And you'll enjoy it. And I know this from personal experience. No, I'm not going to physical therapy, but someone very close to me who always fights going to physical therapy is Moon Physical Therapy, and he loves it. Huh, that's amazing. I mean, that's amazing. All right, we've got Shane Bacon with us this morning. Good morning, Shane.
How are you doing?
Excellent. How about you?
Doing pretty well in San Diego. It's a little cloudy. I was hoping it'd be a little bit nicer.
Ah, you going to play golf today?
I don't think so. I was going to, but I think maybe I'm going to take a non-golf vacation.
Well, we can, of course, play golf, you know, all the time, and we've got some rounds of golf here that you might want to take advantage of. I'll have your tee times for you just as soon as I can find them. But we're going to have a partly sunny day, windward and mauka showers, scattered showers this morning, isolated showers in the evening. What does that mean? That means that you're going to get rained on probably if you're on the windward or town side. If you're out at Ko'olina, you probably won't get rained on. And they've got a tee time at 9:28, 10:56, and 1:04. Luana Hills has a 12:40. Mauna Lua Valley and the Happy Hookers are out playing at Luana Hills. I just like saying that. The Men's Club and Southside Men's Club, they're getting out at Kiahuna on the Garden Island at 9:48. You could play if you want to. There's a 10:22. We just need to fly you over, Shane. Kalepahui is getting out to Makalei, and there's a 9:24 and a 10:44 if you'd like to play. You know, you always think of Hawaii as being really hot, you know, 80 degrees and lovely trade winds. Well, the lovely trade winds are with us, but it's 60 degrees on the Big Island Volcano Golf Course. There's a 9:42 and a 10:30. And the challenge group is heading out at McKenna. And I think golf is always a challenge. There's an 8:40 and a 9:28 and a 10:48 if you'd like to challenge yourself. Speaking of challenges, my goodness, Tiger Woods. Poor baby. Okay, Shane, we're gonna start with Tiger. Yeah, poor baby, sure, right, yeah. Yeah, got so much money. I love what your compatriot, Jay Busby, had to say. You know, it's a sin. You can play great golf, you can have lots of money, you can have a great, you know, beautiful wife and kid, gorgeous kids, but you can't have all of them. You know, that's not possible. That's being greedy, okay? So you can't be greedy in life. This is my take on Tiger's game right now. And this is what he said after the first round. He was really, really quite jazzed about how he was doing in round one at the AT&T National.
Yeah, if I keep hitting it like this, I'll be fine. The putts will start going in. Felt good to drive it on the string again. And I hit what I thought were two bad drives, and both of them landed in the fairway and just got into the rough. So that's a good feeling.
Yeah, great feeling, except when the putts don't go in. You know, and apparently they just aren't. I have a take on this that I'm gonna give you right after we hear what Tiger said about his game after round two yesterday.
Playing them awful, absolutely awful. I've driven it here on 9 perfect both times. Couldn't take advantage of it, and 16 have driven the right rough both times, so I had to lay up.
That was about the par fives. You know, not being able to take advantage of the par fives. And that's always been, you know, what he could take advantage of because of his game. He's not, but his putter's not there. Now, this is my take on the game of golf, broken down to emotions and clubs. Okay? The driver, you can pull out the driver, and you can just put everything you feel into that and just whack that ball. Just drive the heck out of it, right?
Right.
And that's putting emotions into it, right? And guys like to go beat balls, you know, beat it out, you know, bam, bam, bam. And by the end of that, after a while, don't you feel better?
Absolutely.
Right? you feel good. Okay, I've done it. I've beat those balls. No, but the putter is kind of like a lightning rod, only it's the emotions you have are magnified in a whole different way as you beat balls on the driving range and you get that emotion that you've got in your out. The putter, it's like it magnifies everything in slow motion. And so your subconscious starts really playing games with you. Any lack of confidence is magnified in slow motion right down that shaft of the putter. The flinch that a thought might bring to you travels right down the shaft to the head and whoops, a mishit. You shut your eye without even realizing, whoops, I mishit, you know, because of a cringe. I mean, it's putting to me. Why doesn't he go see Dave Stockton? Isn't he the putting guru? What's your take?
He needs to see somebody. You know, it's just, it's interesting because it seems like the Tiger world kind of crumbled all at once, you know? I mean, we saw all of these relationships fall apart. And you know, it really has kind of played out in his golf game. I know when I'm having, you know, when I'm having a tough week or stuff's going on in my personal life and stuff, I mean, I can obviously tell it a little bit more on the golf course than obviously we're seeing that there. But, you know, Tiger's got every break on the golf course in his entire life, and this year they're just not going in. And you can tell how frustrated he is, you know.
And, you know, you're saying it exactly. I think what he's astounded by is the fact that how quickly, as I think somebody put it, things can go south on you, you know, and how he was always able to recover. And luck isn't just—it's just not with him. He called it. Didn't he call it putt luck after
right.
the U.S. Open? Right.
Absolutely.
Luck is just not happening for him in any aspect of his life, and it's just playing itself out in public on the golf course. So
you know, and Yeah, he had that, like, old Tiger, and in this I wrote about old Tiger, new Tiger, you know, last week, but old Tiger, you know, in the first round you were playing that clip, and, you know, he says after the round I hit the ball really well and stuff. You know, he plays the last five holes 4 over par, but he's on 18, and he hits a good drive, and he's got it down there about 100 yards. I think he had 103 yards in, and he flips the wedge up there about 4 feet. And, you know, I mean, we've come to expect Tiger to make that putt every single time, and he doesn't make it. You know, he doesn't make birdie. He has to settle for par, and he's visibly frustrated, and that's just kind of how his since the Escalade incident, that's kind of how his year's been, you know?
Yes, exactly. And a lot of it has to do with confidence. He's never been busted. He's never had to deal with anything unpleasant on such a grand scale. I saw a picture of him in Devil Ball Golf on Yahoo Sports. I looked at the picture and I saw his father, Earl Woods. It was amazing. I saw all of a sudden in Tiger Woods' face, I saw his dad. And there was something that I just sort of, like father, like son. Amazing. You know, it's what happened in the past is coming back to haunt him, and that's all there is to it. So as we examine Tiger Woods and his game, why is it so important? We have a lot of guys who miss the cut on a regular basis. Ian Poulter. He does great. He plays fabulous golf, and then all of a sudden, he's not in the picture for weeks at a time. Do we make a big deal about it? No, of course, because Ian Poulter didn't dominate the sport the way Tiger Woods did, right?
Right. I talked to David Faraday of CBS this week, and we were just kind of discussing Tiger, and you know, just it's just hard for anybody that has ever played that hasn't played competitive golf to completely grasp. Just, you know, the level of consistency he held for so many years, and now he's not doing it. And, you know, golf isn't supposed to be as easy as he made it look. You know, it's not supposed to be that. He's not supposed to win as many times as he won, and now now it's coming a little harder to him, and we think it's a huge, huge deal. But, you know, if another golfer finishes fourth in the first two majors of the year, I mean, he's having a great year. You know, and Tiger does it, and we're talking about how bad he's playing. So it's just, you know, he's set the bar high, and now he's having a hard time getting back up there to it. And obviously the criticism's going to come.
Do you think he'll get back to where he was?
I don't know if he'll ever get back to where he was, but I think that I think Tiger's, like you said confidence. You mentioned confidence a minute ago.
Yeah.
Tiger's confidence really, really was shattered, and I think that if he wins a major, say he wins the British Open, you know, next month at St Andrews, you know, maybe he gets a little confidence back. Like, hey, I'm fine. I can win these things, and you know. He's the kind of golfer that can reel off two or three majors in a row like we've seen. So it's hard to say he'll ever get back to the level he was at, but I think he'll still be able to win 3, 4, 5 more majors, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. We're going to take a break and come back. We've had so much to talk about. I'd like to hit on the LPGA for a while, talk a little bit about, you know, what you wrote an interesting article about, does the LPGA need a star? And I had a conversation with a friend of mine about this. Do we need to have one lightning rod star on the LPGA for the LPGA to have the impact that it needs to become the super sport that so many people would like it to be? We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Catch the bug at Ko'olina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Ko'olina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Ko'olina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Ko'olina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Ko'olina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at ko'olinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We talk about Tiger Woods, and yet Justin Rose shot up the leaderboard, 64. He's in the lead now. Jason Day holding on for his second spot with Charlie Wee also coming up the leaderboard. Jeff Overton, Charlie Hoffman, Vijay Singh, Nick Watney, they're all playing today. Now, you know, the Tiger Woods thing, he is the lightning rod of the tour. He makes the tour. People talk about it. People focus on it. What about the LPGA Tour? Does it need to have a star? Does Alexis Thompson need to go pro and become the star? Did Michelle Wee lose her opportunity to be that star that makes the LPGA front page news? That's the question I'd like to talk with Shane Bacon, Yahoo columnist. What do you think, Shane?
I mean, I think that they absolutely need somebody to step up right now, and I think that I don't necessarily think Michelle has missed her window. I mean, obviously her winning, you know, recently, and but you know, I was thinking about it earlier today. You know, they haven't. LPGA's never really had a true American star that people've gotten, you know, behind and gotten excited about. I mean, we've had, you know, Annika was great. But, I mean, you know, you still couldn't, you know, our country is really big about getting behind our American golfers, and we haven't had a huge American star there. I mean, Lorena was, you know, a great, great girl, and, you know, she was a great golfer and stuff, but again, not necessarily what they're looking for. I mean, it's the tour struggling, and to have somebody, maybe like you said, I mean, have somebody step up that's young, and I mean, they're going to need a young, you know, I hate to say it, probably a sex symbol type that can, you know, get people that aren't interested in the LPGA interested again.
You mentioned that we had these international stars as our standard bearers of the LPGA Tour. We had women from Sweden, they dominate. A woman from Mexico dominated. No American, Christy Kerr, is stepping up. Do you think she can do it?
I mean, I think she can get the regular golf fans excited. I just don't think she's going to bring in a lot of new fans, and that's no knock to her. It's just, it's going to have to be somebody like, it's kind of, you know, Ricky Fowler's doing it right now on tour. You know, people are attaching themselves to him. He's young. He's, you know, he's a good looking kid, and he's winning, and he's playing well. And somebody like that, that can come up and really get people pumped up. And without that, I just, I'm scared for the LPGA, to be honest.
Ooh. Okay. Now my position is that we need to support the LPGA as a whole, get behind all of the women on the tour, on the Futures Tour. Lahua Wise from Kauai, she's at the top right now of the leaderboard. She's not number one. She's tied for second. She may be tied for third right now. But she was doing very well. I think she shot a 67 yesterday on the Futures Tour. Why can't we support the tour? Why does it have to be a single phenom that we think about? We expected Morgan Pressel to do that. We expect now Alexis Thompson at 15 is supposed to do this for us.
Right. And that's the problem that we faced with Michelle was, you know, she came up and she was so young and she was supposed to carry this torch. And I agree with you that the tour as a whole, you know, is what we're hoping that we can all get behind. But the bottom line is that we're gonna have to find new fans for the LPGA to come in, you know, buy tickets, get excited, get exposure. And that's really only gonna happen when the people can attach themselves to one person. That's just kind of how our sports world in 2010 works.
Exactly. Okay. I can see it from a money basis, right? To get the money, to bring the sponsors, to get the excitement, to get that level going again for the LPGA, we need to have a standard bearer. But it has to be in this global world now. We really wanted to get, you know, equipment manufacturers want the world of golf to become global because it means more money. We've saturated the U.S. market. They want to expand into other countries. We want to be in the Olympics. So global, we still need to have our U.S. star for it to mean something in the U.S.
And I think that's right. And you know, sadly enough, I mean, for our country, you know, the U.S. still kind of, you know, reigns supreme with this stuff. You know, when there's an American at the top of the leaderboard, it also gets other people in other countries, you know, interested, you know, maybe in a negative way, but at least interested, you know, in the United States and the World
down?
Cup.
Yes, take us down.
Exactly. When they have a chance to take the Americans down, you know, I mean, that was what the World Cup was. You know, I mean, America was that's the interesting part about the World Cup was America's a team that wasn't a favorite, which isn't always the case with us. I mean, the Olympics were always the favorite and these global events, you know, were always the team to beat. So, you know, to have somebody up there, to have a young, attractive lady that's playing great golf and is American playing against these other global stars, it's going to get people all over the world interested.
Okay. All right. And I see your point. I wish we could be more, you know, group-minded, but that just isn't the case in our sex appeal kind of world. It's straightforward. Now, speaking of sex, you mentioned Ricky Fowler. He's on my list of subjects that I want to cover with you. You know, okay, what's up with Ricky and his outfits and his clothes and that hat? Huh? Is that a guy thing? Is that a young guy thing? So many people comment about his clothes. Ricky, you're a great player, but what are you wearing?
Man, I tell you, some of the outfits are pretty crazy. I'm 26 years old, and I think if Puma sent me a couple of those outfits, I would have to send a return label back to him. I mean, it's the same color one, the monochromatic outfits that he's got going are interesting. But, you know, yesterday I saw his outfit. He was wearing this, it was this kind of green.
Oh, we're losing your shit.
I'm anti the hat. I can't do the hat. It's just too much to me. It looks like he borrowed his dad's hat.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what it is about the hat that he likes so much. Does it restrict his field of vision? So it's like having a horse and blinders on, so he's not distracted.
It's really low, and the thing is, I think, you know, he's a motocross guy. I mean, he likes that stuff, and that's kind of the motocross look, and that's
right.
One of the things that I've always read a little bit that he wanted to kind of go for that. But, you know, Puma put all their horses in the Ricky Fowler, in the Ricky Fowler bandwagon. So, I mean, that's the look they want too. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of a group thing. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, some of the times he looks good, some of the times I just can't do it. The whole orange one I'm just not a fan of.
Oh, the orange one? The orange one, yeah.
He looks like he's hunting deer.
Yeah, hunting deer, chain gang, a traffic cone, you name it. Yes. Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust. Koolina. From the tips to the greens, every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Koolina will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Koolina. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Koolina Golf Club. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. Okay, let's check out the Jamie Farr Owens Corning Classic leaderboard. Elena Sharp is at the top of the leaderboard. She's two under Na Huan Choi, even for the day. They're not finished. Look at Catherine Hull, moving up five. She's at five under after 11. She's just moving up the leaderboard. NB Park, Angela Sanford, Christina Kim, one over for the day. She shot a 66 yesterday, doing really well. I hope she holds on. 67, 66. You know, what's amazing is how low, that's my point here, the how low you have to go now to actually be a contender on both the LPGA and the PGA, and in fact, all of the tours.
You have to, and that's the thing, unlike the many tours that people don't get. I mean, these guys are shooting 20, 22 under for 3 days. You know, I mean,
yeah.
They just, any of these guys, you know, and that's the thing, you know, I was talking about earlier this week is, you know, the difference in the tour now and the difference in the tour in like even the 1990-ish where, you know, all these guys can win at any given time, you know, and they've gotten to the point where they're so good that if their putter's hot, I mean, they're going to hit the ball well all the time. And if the putter's hot, they're going to, any of these guys or girls can win these tournaments.
That's it. And the bottom line is that they're so good, they can all win. Tiger Woods was so good that he made it look easy to win. We got false expectations about how he should always be winning because he just set the bar so high. It was ridiculous. As you were saying that you were talking with David Faraday this week, that Tiger Woods made it look so easy that, you know, we have a completely wrong look on the way golf is played. And he also set the bar for everybody else to come up the ranks, to really put themselves in the gym, to work it out, to get strong, to get their game, all aspects of their game, not count on one part of it, to work their short game, work their long game, practice their putting. Does Tiger Woods need to have a coach? Hank Haney left him, said he was, well, disappointed in their relationship because it was so dysfunctional. Not that it became dysfunctional, that it was dysfunctional from the very beginning of their relationship. He would send him emails saying, hey, you know, I noticed this, this, and this. Woods wouldn't even say that he had gotten it. Elon actually responded once to Mr. Haney saying, you know, by the way, Tiger got that, and he really liked what you had to say. But Woods didn't tell Haney anything, which is like a strange relationship for any coach-student. But it's not really a student. You call Tiger Woods a student. Would you want to have him as, what relationship is it called, Shane?
Well, I mean, I think that you're his instructor, but the problem is that you're the instructor of a guy that knows as much about the golf swing as you do. But I think everybody needs somebody to, because you can't look at your own golf swing. I mean, even if you're looking at it in video, you can't. I mean, that's not the same as, you know, you're not taking the club back and seeing things you're doing wrong. And I think Tiger, I mean, as he's always had, he's going to probably find somebody in the next few months that can help him out. The problem is that, I mean, are we going to see him go through another, you know, 6-7 months swing changes with the new coach? I mean, that's the scary part. I mean, he's not 22 anymore, you know. I mean, this guy's 34, and he's not getting any younger. And this is the prime time for guys to win their big tournaments. And, I mean, like you said, maybe we've seen the best of him, but I think he's going to have to find somebody soon that he can, you know, that he can work with, because it's just too hard to fix your own golf swing.
And Stevie Williams, are these two guys going to work together for the rest of their career, do you think?
I think I have a bet with Jay Busby. I think he's going to be out by the end of the end of 2010. That's my guess. I think Stevie will be done. You know, Stevie's, you know, he's got to the point. I mean, he's one of the most famous, if not the most famous person in New Zealand. He doesn't necessarily need the Tiger Woods, you know, money or, you know, celebrity anymore. And so,
he doesn't need to drag the bag.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I think he's probably made enough money. I'm assuming, since he, you know, I mean, he's had a pretty good career. You know, when you're the most famous person in New Zealand and you're a caddy, that's saying something. And it's saying something about the level of stardom that Tiger's at. So,
absolutely. Plus, he loves auto racing. I mean, that's
he loves it. And he's got two or three hobbies that he just really, really loves. And I mean, it's kind of like the Haney thing. You know, Haney, it looked almost like Haney said, "Tiger, I'm done," because it's just gotten too much. And I could totally see Stevie saying the same thing.
Interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because all of his onion, all of the things that surrounded the core of Tiger, is slowly slipping away. And how he will handle it, God help him if his mother passes. I mean,
yeah.
And we talk about the LPGA Tour needing somebody. Question is, does the PGA Tour have a Tiger to step in and bring the sponsors in as he did? You know, he may have lost all of his sponsors now, but still, he brings, he feeds. He's got that something special. It's called charisma. You're born with it. Michelle Wee was born with it. Tiger Woods was born with it. There are very few who just have that something, the je ne sais quoi. And that's all there is to it. They've got it. You can't learn it. No one can give it to you. You can't dress it. It either is in you or it's not. And I don't really know that I've seen anybody yet with that certain something special that can take over. I don't know.
Tiger's kind of been the perfect storm of talent and, like you said, charisma and the ability to really draw the crowds and the people and the fans in.
Yeah, yeah. Social media. The social media influence in golf is tremendous. Before we get to that, though, do you have a couple of minutes? Do you have to run out the door?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I've got
good
time.
Okay, I want to introduce you to Fred Kamet. He's a longtime Kahuku resident, and I think it was a 69 Kahuku High School football. Well, certainly graduated. Fred, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Danielle?
Excellent. Now, did you graduated from Kahuku in 69?
You bet.
Best class out of Kahuku. Kahuku is Red Raiders. Red Raiders territory, man. This is football. Football.
Beth, and you were in the
absolutely
the staff out there at one time.
Absolutely, and my son graduated from Kahuku. Go Red Raiders, because he was on the team. He could hit the ball. He used to love to bang golf balls. He would just hit those balls, but he had no patience for putting. Absolutely none. So I said, take up golf. Look at that drive. It's gorgeous. I don't want to learn to putt. I hate putting. I don't have the patience for it, Mom. Okay, fine. At least you know yourself, right? So he was on the team. You got on a team, played Set Scramble, the first one at Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay had an awesome golf fest, their first one ever. I think 102 people signed up for Set Scramble. Most of them enjoyed the format. Some of them didn't. It's different. It's same exact time, right? You're on the tee, two of you guys tee off, four of you guys on the fairway going for the green, two of you putt at the same time. How weird is that? Okay, Fred, tell us what you really, 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 you have nothing to lose here. What did you really think of Set Scramble?
Well, you know, I had my trepidations at the start, and I thought, gosh, this is unusual. And it took the first couple holes to really get a feel for each other. You know, we all play with different tempos, different demeanor, different styles. So the first few holes trying to get a feel for each other was really testing.
I like that, because when you're teeing off, I mean, you've all got your own little waggle, little routine, right?
Exactly.
Now, you don't have to actually hit at the exact same time.
No, there's quite a bit of leeway. As long as the ball is struck before any of your partner's balls come to a rest. So there's quite a bit of leeway.
Okay. So you've teed off. Now, the good thing about this is we all know that the scores from Seth Scramble were absolutely accurate. Because your other team that was on the tee with you, the other team, it wasn't your team. Your team was four guys. The other team was four guys, or could have been any number, guys, girls, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the team of Bob Wilhelm, Fred Kamet, Jeff Walters, and Paul Lupeitu, they won the gross division at the George Fazio course. Their team score was 61, two shots better than the runner-up team, right? Now,
yeah.
A lot of times in scramble, do you believe the score?
You know, oftentimes you wonder, you know, did they really shoot that? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, I've seen a 54 before. What? 54? That's amazing. So, but the other team is keeping the score, so there's no fudging, right?
You bet.
Okay. That's one of the benefits. It's also, you've got like eight people socializing, so it's fun. And I think you played it, all those people on the tee would say, my God, it's going to take longer. I hear the rounds average 4 hours and 20 minutes.
You know, I expected it to be around five, maybe 5.5 hours. You know, playing a lot of scramble, that's my experience. But we finished in 4 hours and 25 minutes, and I was just astounded by that.
And that's great. Great. Now,
it really was.
So the four of you on the fairway, you got your tempo, you got all the rhythm going. What about putting? Did you learn from each other's lie and line after watching, you know, the first two of you putt and then the second two? Did you use some strategizing?
Oh yeah, you try to do that. But, you know, you're really putting two at a time, and your playing partners got to watch. They have to pick, okay, I'm going to follow Fred or I'm going to follow Paul, and try to use their lines. You know, it's a real hoot as you putt and you know, you're afraid that your balls are going to collide.
Yeah,
you're aiming at the same hole.
Yeah, right.
And if it does, you know, it's a rub of the hole, you know, rub of the green.
Yeah, oh God. Yeah, am I going to ruin his it would have gone in.
So you always remind each other, okay, you're going to putt first, I'm going to wait for the click, and then I'm going to follow you. Now, make sure your ball goes beyond the hole because you don't want it stopping in front.
Right. So there is that. There's some more strategy. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to Vegas? Because you guys
technically
qualify to go to Las Vegas.
Yes. We talked about it as a group, and I won't be able to make it to Vegas.
Oh.
And unfortunately, I had planned on another trip to Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm going to be playing golf with my older brother.
Wow, well that's special. You don't want to give that up. That's too awesome.
Oh yeah,
that's excellent. There's by the way. So if you'd like to play in a set scramble, the next one here in Hawaii is on July 26th, and that's going to be at the Pearl Country Club, Monday, July 26th, and hopefully some of the players from the President's Cup event will be in the set scramble. By the way, the winners last weekend of the Pearl Country Club President's Cup, Philip DeLisi won the A flight, Derek Fukuda the B flight, Alan Arakawa won the C flight in that playoff with Guy Minakami. Congratulations to all of you. Set scramble on July 26th at Pearl Country Club is also the same day they're having a dinner honoring Bill Kwan. The Aloha section with Hal Okita at the helm is holding that event to honor the career of our now legendary Hawaii newspaper man, who is fortunately still with us to honor, and I don't think he's really retired. Even though the advertiser's gone, I think Bill Kwan will still be writing. So there's going to be a putt with Bill at 5:30, followed by a dinner at 6:30, and the program at 7:30. Fred, you are a treat to talk with. You are the perfect representative for Seth Scramble. I should extend this segment to the people on the mainland who are trying to make this happen. Of course, Dave McCracken, who created the Skills Challenge, is behind Set Scrangle. He couldn't have put it better than you did. Congratulations.
Well, we had a great time, and thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Oh, yeah, and thank you to Turtle Bay for holding it and having 102 people come out for this Set Scramble, that demo day and the free short game lessons and the sidewalk sale and the golf tournament and all those proceeds going to benefit the Kahuku High School golf team. Yeah. Go Kahuku.
Bet.
Go
you
Red
bet.
Raiders. All right.
You bet.
We're going to continue with Shane Bacon right after this. Thank you, Fred.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back
Have
after
great,
this.
Great too. Weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
My name is Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Shane Bacon, Yahoo Sports columnist, is with us this morning. We've been talking about Ricky Fowler, the LPGA Tour, the Haney relationship with Woods, the Stevie Williams relationship with Woods, Tiger, just in general. The LPGA, do they need a star? I'd love to take your calls, and we're gonna do that in the future. But right now, it's just me and Shane, and we're going to talk about something you said. I was reading, and I love social media. You know, the social media and golf. You wrote an article about Adidas, since that's how they pronounce it in Germany. Adidas. Adidas, as we say in America. But before we talk about the guys that are going around the world for Adidas, what is this about? You were talking to the Golf Channel's Rich Lerner about no one winning a major coming from behind.
None of the young guys. I mean, that's the young guys are not really going to win these major championships, in my opinion, coming from behind just because it's so much pressure. I mean, you saw Dustin Johnson struggle with that. And you know what, go ahead.
He took out his driver. What's up with you guys? I mean, I was yelling at him, you know, screaming, put the driver back in your bag. Not the driver. You know, I don't understand that part. You know, it just drives me crazy. I'm yelling and they're not hearing me. What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe you need to, we need to get him on Twitter and we can send him some messages talking about social media. But, you know, these young guys, just, it's winning. It's so hard. I think that the best way for these younger players to win is they're going to, any even non-majors, you know, they're going to have to shoot something like what Rory McIlroy did, you know, be 4 or 5 shots behind the lead, have a really good final round, and hope the other guys come back to you, and then you get that first win, and then you kind of get comfortable with it, you know.
Okay, what you just said is really important, and I think it's really important for all players, is you can win a major from behind if someone disintegrates in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you hate to say that some of these people have fallen into their majors, but you look at a guy like Ben Curtis. I distinctly remember sitting in the Myrtle Beach Airport when he made that par putt with my dad, and I go, you know, that putt's huge. You know, I mean, he might not win, because at that point I think it was, you know, it was like Thomas Bjorn or whoever, but you know, he made a putt, and he was, you know, an hour and a half before the leaders were even close to finishing. And you make a putt, and the wind starts blowing, and a couple guys fall back to you, and you're the Graham McDowell of the tournament. You know, you didn't do anything too great. You just didn't fall apart.
Exactly. You didn't fall apart. You just kept on steady. You know, don't underestimate the power of par. Just keep going.
Especially in these tournaments. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and you just have to keep playing your best. You don't look at the leaderboard, and you just keep playing your best. You don't care about what anybody else is doing around you. You just keep playing your best. And if something comes out that's not your best, let go.
absolutely. You know, and you see, I mean, you can, I mean, the mate, it's just crazy the difference in the pressure you see in these guys' faces and stuff, and body language in majors as opposed to a regular tournament. You know, you see a guy like Kenny Perry, at last year's Masters, he basically forgot how to chip on 17 and 18 at Augusta. You know, he forgot how to hit a regular chip shot. And, you know, I mean, he has 50 balls from both those positions. He probably gets it up and down 48 times. You know, he did it 2 times in a row and gets in a playoff and loses, sadly.
That's funny. You forgot how to chip. But it happens. You know, all of a sudden your mind goes blank. It happens to the best. And look at Kenny Perry. I mean, what a year he had in his late 40s, right?
Absolutely.
And Fred Funk and Freddie Couples. And, you know, I mean, there are just so many guys that, just shows you that this game is awesome as long as you've still got your back, you know. As long as you
or really good medicine, as in Freddie Couples, okay. Freddie Couples' case.
Yeah,
something really, some really good doctors.
Really good doctors. The money to make those good doctors happen for you. You are a golfer as well, right? I mean, obviously you play golf.
I do play a lot of golf.
How did you get into the game?
I was always, played every other sport, and my dad tried to get me into it forever. I'm left-handed. He tried to make me play right-handed. He said when I was a kid, he'd like turn around when I was on the range and I'd be hitting it with the back of the club. So he finally said, okay, we'll let him play lefty. But, when I was about 13 or 14, I really started kind of getting competitive with it and started playing in some tournaments. And then, I wasn't too bad at the game, which was kind of a surprise. So, I started playing in more competitive stuff, and that's kind of where I am now.
Wow. Okay. So, did you want to go on tour? Did you want to play, you know, like real tour play?
I played mini tour golf for a year. I didn't play very well on the tour. I didn't do it correctly. I mean, that's, you know, it sounds weird, but
no,
I didn't have a swing coach. Okay. I didn't have a great practice facility, and it's just crazy. You know, you see these guys like, you know, all these big tour players. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, and, you know, a lot of the big tour players are members out at courses like Whistler Rock or Estancia. But, you know, these mini tour guys are as well, and people don't realize that. You know, I mean, a lot of mini tour golfers come for money and have family members that can support them, you know, obviously very thoroughly, and you need that. And it's almost like I was almost going at and have some that you really, really need.
Okay,
I was playing in a money game 3 years ago with.
We're losing you. Are you losing your phone? Is it possible that your phone's dying on us?
Is mine dying?
It could be, because Mary Armstrong, golf course architect, is joining us too. Mary, did you miss that last bit that he just said?
I caught part of it. As you said, I think we were losing him.
We're losing him. Either you said that a lot of the mini tour guys have money and family to support them, and that's why they can keep going.
Yeah.
But in your case, we didn't quite get the gist of that.
No.
Well, it's just you've got to make sure you set yourself up before you go do that, because it does cost a lot of money to do the mini tour golf stuff. I mean, it's a crazy amount of money how much it is, especially now. So
okay, got that. And you had a swing coach too. that you did not have a swing coach, and you say that's important to have.
I think it's important for your confidence. And we were just talking about Tiger and swing coaches. You need to have somebody that can look at your swing and give you confidence with it. If you're not hitting it so well, or you're doing a couple things wrong, because it's really just one or two things most of the time. You know, with anybody's golf swing. You know,
right.
I mean, anybody that's a 25 handicap or a plus two. I mean, if you're normally doing one or two things bad, and if they can tweak those, your golf game's going to improve.
Excellent, excellent. We've got three guys on the tour right now, the eGolf Tour. Of course, Tad Fujikawa, and he made the cut, and he's doing okay. He made a couple thousand dollars this week. Sam Sear came close to making the cut. He by one shot, he missed. And Ryan Perez didn't make the cut either. And this is the second week, I think, for both Sam and Ryan not to make the cut. Does $2,000 mean much in the mini tour world? Can you support yourself with a winning of some $2,000 a week?
Well, the mini tours really are the only real reason people do the mini tours is kind of to prepare themselves for Q school, and that's kind of the whole point behind it. You're getting tournament experience,
mm-hmm.
hopefully making a little cash, and you know there might be one or two guys on every tour that makes decent money every year, you know. But I mean that's about it. But the thing is that you want to make the making the cut is more important than the money, to be honest. I mean, just because you don't want to get on that streak where you've missed four or five in a row, and then you're sitting there thinking, man. A, where's my next paycheck coming? And B, am I ever going to make another cut? You know, and you see that on the tour too. Justin Rose went through that when he first started, you know, on the PGA tour. So
yes, and Justin Rose was one of those guys who came out of England, and everybody goes, "Here's the next stellar player," right? Justin Rose, you know, the amateur, terrific guy, British Open. He did fabulous, and everybody's like, "Yes, Justin, go amateur. I mean, go professional. You know, do what you're going to be." And then he just languished. Wow. But now he's coming back. So everybody has their moment, but it's really, really difficult sometimes to get through those times when you're not making the cuts, and you just have to persevere and hopefully, as you said, Shane, have the money to keep coming back and keep coming back and get the help. Yes.
Well, you talk, and the thing about the mini tour golfers that a lot of people don't understand is how much talent there is out there. We were talking about Kenny Perry. I actually asked him. He was a mini tour guy, and he said he gave himself one more shot. Back 30 years ago, he said, "I've got one more shot to do this, and if I don't do it, I'm going to go get a job." And you know, you're talking about a guy that's won 16 times on the PGA Tour, nearly won a major. Almost leaving the game because he couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a job. I love it. Yeah, one of the things we need to talk to Mary Armstrong, and I know you need to go. Shane, you've been with us. I love talking with you. You're so spontaneous. Before you go, Adidas is doing this. Now, wouldn't you have liked to have been? You called it the perfect job to be able to go out. And what are they doing? Social networking, folks, young, old, in between. This Twitter thing, it really is, it's not a fad. People who like to get in touch with one another. As I met Shane Bacon, read his articles, found out he was on Twitter, found out that he liked to communicate. That's what it's all about. It's like sending little texts to different people, and you talk about what you're thinking about an event that's going on, reacting to one another, inputting. It's intriguing, and it's wonderful. And Facebook, of course, is a part of it. These guys are going around. What are they doing? Two guys for Adidas. What's the deal?
Well, they're basically trying to find somebody to be their perfect social networking face, and they narrowed it down to two guys, and they're going around all these different continents and shooting all these fun golf videos and posting them on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and using all of these things that, you know, it's crazy for somebody like you and I to think that obviously we utilize these things as much as possible, but it's still early. Like you said, Twitter's here to stay, and these guys are basically Adidas has allowed them to go out and shoot all these cool, fun golf videos in these different continents, and they're going to narrow it down to one guy, and then that guy's going to have the job of doing it. I think that'd be a pretty cool job.
That is a cool job. It's a 360-hole playoff, 9 countries, 50 days, the ultimate job interview. And right now, Chris Duchmanier, is that how you pronounce his name?
That's it.
Steve Olson, boy, Chris Duchmanier has got 17, and Steve's going to have to catch up. He's only got a 7. If you want to follow this,
you got to get on the horse.
Yeah. Where in the world?
Sounds like a great job, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, Mary? This is awesome. So, Shane Bacon, thanks so much for being on the show this morning. It's been great.
Absolutely. Thank you. Always love talking to you.
Excellent. And we're going to take our next break, come back, and focus on golf course architecture with Mary Armstrong. Lynx named her one of the top 18 female golf course architects. Right after, we've got Annika Sorenstam, and then you go to the next one, and Amy Alcott, and then we come to the next one, and there she is, Mary Armstrong. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. I just want to mention at Ko'olina, this is Military Appreciation Weekend, and for $55, if you're a retired or active duty military person, you can go to Ko'olina and play around. You can bring guests. I think it's three guests per one military person. Got to bring your Hawaii ID card if you're a guest, and of course your military ID card if you're not. There's something else that's happening that, of course, is very near and dear to my heart, because my dad introduced me to the game, and it's share your favorite sport with your favorite girl this week at Ko'olina, and it's part of Play Golf America's commitment to grow the game of golf, and Ko'olina is proud to participate in the Take Your Daughter to the Course Week. Dads and moms, bring your daughter for free and experience the best golf on Oahu. And it's July 9th through the 11th, and give them a call at 676-5300, okay? All right, we've got a trip to Maui that we're going to be giving away with the Aloha Team Classic, but first, let's meet Mary Armstrong. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
I love reading your columns. You have some of the best takes. You should have been with us right from the beginning of the show. I didn't think about this until later. Some of one of your latest columns was, everybody has an opinion about Tiger Woods, and so do I.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. But what's intriguing about, seeing you on the Lynx magazine, were you surprised to be listed as number three on this list?
Yeah, I guess that I was. Especially considering that Annika and Amy, both tour players or ex-tour players, were ahead of me.
Yes. Now, one of the featured courses, the New England-based architect Mary Armstrong is from New England. Designed. Where are you living now?
I'm in New Mexico now.
New Mexico. Yeah. So they got this a little bit wrong. The New England-based architect actually is in New Mexico.
Yeah.
But they list your most notable work in this article as the renovation of the Dunes course at New Seabury in Cape Cod.
Yeah.
What did you do to the course?
Well, it was pretty much a complete new course, actually, when we finished. We did have a fairly fragile corridor that we couldn't move from, but all the holes were completely done over, and all the greens, all the tees. The course was lengthened by a few hundred yards. And the whole thing, remarkably enough, was done under budget and on time.
And that is remarkable. That's great. I mean, under budget and on time. On time, in particular, under budget is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, they said that you made this former pushover golf course.
Yeah.
You added length and strategically placed bunkers, water hazards, to make it almost as difficult as New Seabury's other layout, the ocean course.
They gave me an assignment, which I at the time I thought was, I'll at least tell them that I think that it's that good, and we'll see where it goes. But I didn't really think that it was possible. What they wanted me to do was, relieve the pressure that they were experiencing on the ocean course, which has several holes that border the bay there, and so what we did was the best I could do. It was a fairly short course. In fact, originally, when Bill Mitchell designed the course originally in the '60s, he designed both 18s, and what was then called the green course was really an executive length course. And over the years, it had gotten expanded, and then when we did it, we got it to a little over 6,000 yards. But with the kind of features that we had for it, and the layout, and the green severity, it's very challenging. And I think that from what I've been told, in the club championships, they play both holes, both courses, and they actually score higher on the 6,100 yard course versus a 7,000 yard course where the ocean course is.
Oh, so you've made it even more challenging.
Yeah.
Excellent. You sent me an interesting article, and you have a perspective on this that is probably best. A woman's perspective on how to get more women into the game.
Mm.
You're an architect, you're a golfer, and it was interesting. I just love the headline. A new study sheds light on why women get turned off by the game. For starters, clean the bathrooms and add some flowers. What was the primary? What do you think would really bring women into the game of golf?
I think an attitude change is really what's needed. I think that, and I don't know, I think part of the problem really is just that, men and women still have difficulty really communicating clearly in a lot of cases. Why that is, I'm not an expert on psychology, so I don't really know, but I think that sometimes, most of the golf courses that we are involved with are run by men. There are very few that are owned by women, and I think sometimes the men are a little bit,
you can say it. You can say it. Just don't hesitate. What are the men?
The men are sometimes maybe a little shocked and puzzled by some of the questions they might get from women. I think sometimes they don't want to put out the effort that it takes to really, answer the questions that we might have or make us feel comfortable, playing the course.
Very interesting statement, because women tend to want to know just really basic things. How do I act?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And guys kind of, it's why the aloha Golf Center made me feel very comfortable.
Mm.
It's a little place where you can go, you can get club fitted, you can get your equipment fixed. If something breaks, they've got expert club repair. You can take a lesson, a putting fitting, all these different things. You can hang out, you can watch a movie, you can just talk golf.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very comfortable. They seem to have that element where you don't feel alienated by when you walk in. It's dominant. You know, most of the guys are guys there. Most of them are guys. But you walk in and you feel comfortable. I think that's something that the golf courses need to. Now, you're an architect.
Mm.
How can't you communicate that to those guys?
I try.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I think sometimes people are caught off guard with some of the simplicity, as you say, of some of the questions. And sometimes the guys just kind of think, well, geez, I've never been asked that, and I don't even think about it, you know? So how can I answer this question?
We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. You can find all of the blogs, the posts from Mary Armstrong at roadholeshorts17.wordpress.com. Why did you call it Roadhole Shorts?
Well, that goes back a number of years. I used to publish a newsletter to my clients every, it was supposed to be like twice a year, but I probably did it about once a year when I was busy. But it's taken from Roadhole at St. Andrews. It was my most recent article actually was about St. Andrews, about the upcoming Open there, and the time that I had when I was playing the St. Andrews course back in 1999 when I went over there. And it was a remarkable experience over there, and Roadhole Shorts just seemed like a terrific name to me.
Oh, it is a great name. It is a great name. We have a great contest. We have two qualifiers. They could win if you are picked on July 17th. And you have to call in and be the 18th caller to get in on the list of people who are going to be in the bag that's going to get shaken up, and then I will reach inside, or someone will. Maybe we'll have Sterling and Tucker, accountant, pull out the winner. So it sounds so official, sort of like one of those great events that they have in Hollywood where, you know, the accountant team of so-and-so, they counted the ballots. But we just need to pull a winner, and what they'll win is this. The prize package for both contests is, because after the 17th, we're going to do it all over again. Isn't that exciting? Okay, a round trip for two on Go Mokulele Airlines. Yeah. Doesn't that feel good?
Do I have to hang up to call in?
No, but you can try next week. you just stay right there. Round trip for two on Go Mokulele. Five nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores. Five nights.
Mm.
Double occupancy, okay? And for 6 days, you'll be in Avis Rent-A-Car. So you'll get a rent-a-car for 6 days. All right?
Yeah.
A round of golf for two at the Ka'anapali Kai Golf Course.
Sounds
two
great.
Tickets for the Aloha Team Classic. The 2010 Sunset Reception is October 17th. And two tickets for the Aloha Team Classic 2010 Dinner Finale on October 20th. This is for the event, the Aloha Team Classic. It is a charity event. They raise money for Maui charities, and people come in, sign up to be in the event, in the charity tournament. But this isn't just one course. You get to play the Kapalua Plantation Course. You get to play the Kapalua Bay Course and the Ka'anapali Royal Course. So those are like, That course is where the Wendy's Champion Skins plays at Ka'anapali. And, of course, the Plantation Course is where the SBS Championship is played.
Mm-hmm.
And when the women had their event, they were playing at the Bay Course here. So all of them, terrific courses. If you are the 18th caller, 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. I was reading one of your top 10 lists.
Mm-hmm.
Your top 10 favorite golf courses, of course, we just mentioned, you know, the Plantation. And
mm-hmm.
These are the courses you've played.
Yeah.
What are your favorite courses?
Well, my favorite course ever was North Berwick in Scotland, which is on the other side of the Firth of Forth from St. Andrews. It's just marvelous Lynx course, incredible contouring, natural contouring on the Dunesland, and tremendous views of the ocean and a rocky crag out there. I can't think of the name of it. But one of the very unique things about it was that the pro shop is actually located under the first tee.
What? That's a new addition. I don't think they did that back then in the old days.
No. Well, actually, it's been there. I guess it's been there for years and years. And I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor a while back that they had built a new pro shop and it wasn't there anymore. So I actually sent an email off to them a few weeks ago saying, "Hey, I heard this rumor. Is it true?" And they said no. And I said, "Great, let's keep it there."
Yes, it needs to be under the first tee. That's
the
idea.
It is.
Nobody's staring at you.
Exactly.
Love it. So that's the North Berwick Golf Club in North Berwick, Scotland. Excellent.
Yes, it's a final qualifier for the Open. And probably, I would say that if they had the room for the crowds and so forth and parking and everything, they probably could be on the rota, but they're not. So.
Wow. Okay. So it's interesting. You list that one ahead, and number three on your list is the old course.
Yeah. Yeah. The old course is it's fun. You know, the history of it is incredible. Having a caddy, which is required there, is a great experience. But you know what? It's I think compared to some of the other Lynx courses that I played, I wouldn't say that it was as much fun, as interesting, as challenging. There are lots of blind shots there. The first seven holes, if you didn't have a caddy, you have no idea at all where to hit the ball. No idea.
That would make it less fun for me.
it does. But you know, knowing the course from what you've seen on television, of course, makes it incredibly fun to, you know, to play it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, number five on your list, and the reason I'm doing this as one, three, and five is because it's also Scotland. It's the new course at St. Andrews.
Uh-huh. Yes, the new course was designed by old Tom Morris. I think it was done in the late 1800s. And originally it was designed for, I think it was designed for some of the women and...
Got a chance. Okay.
And, of course, they originally did the Alps course. The women had the Alps course. And that was back when, before they added the 18th and the first holes. I think it was a salt marsh. And it was
a salt marsh.
Yeah. It was filled in gradually, and they extended the course to, you know, include the first and the 18th. But anyway, the new course, it's not the same arrangement in terms of the old course. Originally was a single fairway out, and then you played back on that single fairway back to double greens, although the greens originally were still fairly small. The new course, on the other hand, was laid out to be each hole had its own individual fairway. Now the old course now, of course, you know, is a double fairway arrangement where you go out and you kind of see the outgoing holes and the incoming holes as you're playing it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Something obviously everybody needs to do.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You got to go to Scotland, right, and play.
Absolutely.
And this is a shout out to all our listeners in Scotland. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Yeah.
It's probably evening right now if you're listening
it
live.
And
yes, it is.
And golf there till nearly midnight.
And yes, exactly. You know, you're going to have a cookout at 10 p.m. because the sun is still, you know, there's still light out. It's wonderful. You go back up to North Carolina in your list.
Mm.
We're going to continue. And I want you to think about some of the courses. You're kind of close now. You're in New Mexico, right? So there's got to be something you like in New Mexico. But first, let me say that Ed Daw of Mililani is our first qualifier of the day for our Aloha Team Classic. This is the Aloha Team Classic Golf Club Radio Show contest for somebody to win a trip to Maui. And hopefully, you know, sign up. Sign up to play in the Aloha Team Classic. It is so much fun. It's 5 days of fun. Okay? So you've got all your arrangements are taken care of. Then you get a clinic with the LPGA players who are there. Mm. Awesome. It's so much fun. So we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Well, I feel like we're all ready to go to the Open. You know, now that you've totally informed us about and it's all laid out. It's like, isn't it interesting how when it's not a golf course, it's a park?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, originally this was all land that was just excess that nobody wanted, and you know, it was owned by the town.
Yeah.
The property still is owned by the town. It's just that there is a private club that runs the golf part of it.
Yeah, and you can have a picnic there. You can, you know.
Oh yes.
Picnic on the course.
Oh sure.
Family gets together, fly kites on the course.
And the course is closed on Sundays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it becomes the commons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's wonderful. So after your list of you have a list of golf courses you've played worldwide, and also we won't get to the ones you've never played, although Augusta's at the top of that list. The courses you've not played, you have played rather. Pinehurst is number two.
Mm. Yep. Pinehurst number two is I'm a traditionalist when it comes to design, I guess. And I really, really enjoy the Donald Ross courses. And one of the reasons that I like number two and also Mid Pines a lot is that Ross, of course, was there for a good part of his final years. There have been some changes made in number two since he passed, but mm-hmm. But probably that course and Mid Pines are the most respectful to the concepts and the design that he really wanted to see. So number two is just a really good example, I think, of his green complexes, which I really like.
Okay, and what about your golf courses in New Mexico? If I were to go to New Mexico,
well, I've only been here since January.
Oh well, then that's maybe not fair for me to say. And you don't want to. Yes.
I am going to be playing in a couple weeks. I'm going to be visiting with at one of the golf course superintendents meetings here at Paco Ridge, which is up north of Albuquerque, which I understand is really a really interesting course. Sierra del Rio, which is in Truth or Consequences, this town that's named after a game show.
Yeah. That's great. We're going to do our second qualifier so that we get all of our qualifiers, because we have a second qualifier This is the trip to Maui, October 16th through October 21st. That's the date, October 16th through the 21st. This is transferable. If you can't make it, you can give it to someone who can. But remember, we want you to sign up for the Aloha Team Classic, too, because after all, you're already getting your round trip for two on Go Mokulele. Okay, this is from Oahu or any of the neighbor islands to get to Maui. And we haven't had a neighbor island winner yet. You know, come on. Dial the phone. 808-296-5467. We always hear from Maui and the Big Island and Kauai. You get the round trip for two on Go, 5 nights at Outrigger Napili Shores, the rental car for 6 days from Avis, the round trip, you're going to go around, make a trip around to Ka'anapali Kai. You're definitely going to go around the course. That's one round of golf for two, okay? And then the tickets for the Aloha Team Classic Sunset Reception and the Aloha Team Classic Dinner Finale. All right, so we want you to call in and be the 18th caller, and hopefully you will qualify. Now, you, in one of your commentaries, are you green literate? It really caught my eye.
Uh-huh. Like,
am I green literate? I don't know if I'm green literate. I just hope that I'm able to read the green. And you write, the primary objective of the golf architect and contractor is to create a green surface that has the structure and components to promote the maintenance of healthy turf.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, green design is first and foremost about water management.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's especially in environments more like your environment versus our desert environment here, but, you know, it's important to be able to have the water that you need in order to support the grass plant, but it's also important to not have too much. And the way that greens are designed these days, thanks to some USGA research from years ago, is that with a perched water table. And a perched water table basically amounts to difference in size, granular size of components, the sand layer, and sometimes there's a choker layer, but most of the time these days you're able to get a sand layer that has the right gradation with a gravel layer, a drainage layer below. And what that does is that at the interface between those two, there's a particle tension in water droplets. And when it reaches a certain level, the water flushes out of the sand layer and goes into the drainage layer. So that there's this perched water table concept that keeps the water available at a certain capacity for the grass plant, but yet allows it to flush out when you have too much. And then on the surface, because sometimes as time goes on, surfaces of greens often, you know, get to be a little bit compacted. They get to be a little less pervious to water going through the sand layer or through the grass plant to the sand layer. And so surface runoff is really important. And I think sometimes people mistake surface shaping and contours for being intended to challenge the golfer, and a lot of times it's really only to manage the water, to move it, you know, to areas that are out of play.
Oh, you mean they're not trying to get us?
What's that?
They're not out to get us.
No, not out to get you. Right.
Oh, I see. Okay, we're getting our second qualifier for the Aloha Team Classic. You need to call 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467.
It's interesting you bring that up, though, because I'm actually in the process, too, of, besides my writing, I'm also working with a local LPGA pro to start a golf school series where we'll be offering some golf camps where I, as the architect, will provide with knowledge about, you know, golf courses and reading the golf course according to how the architect understands them, which I think can help people a lot in their games.
Absolutely, which is what the next part of your article. I mean, you talk about earth moving and the layering and what have you, and Jeff Liu of Honolulu. You are our second qualifier. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes, isn't that great? Okay, so next week you're going to try to win, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you talk about building, and I don't think very many people realize how many layers, you know, when Poi Pu took they took their entire course out of service to redo their greens, because it's a big project.
Okay.
And, right. Now, you talk about, as you approach, we only have a few minutes here, as you approach the greens, you say after dropping your clubs off at the edge, analyze the break from behind your ball.
Yeah. Yeah, you should first look from behind your ball. You know, I think that, and, you know, as you're walking, if you are walking, hopefully everybody's walking out there. If you're walking and you look at the green in advance, say 50 or 60 yards from getting to the green, if you can see, it's easier to see in general what the green as an entire entity is, where it's sloping to. And that should, you know, be the basis then for making decisions from there.
So you think walking in general, we should be all carrying our own bag, walking of the course?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. You think we'd be better golfers if we did that?
Oh, yes. We'd all hit the ball much further, too, because our legs would be much stronger.
That's what Tom Watson was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Strong legs. Strong legs.
True.
Yes. Yes. So work on your legs. Get your legs strong, you know.
It probably cost me some contracts as an architect because, you know, it's a little harder to put the course together without golf carts, so.
Uh-huh.
Especially on residential projects.
Now, why did it cost you? Because you wanted to do it as a walking course?
Well, I just prefer to have a walking course. And, you know, lots of times when you're dealing with a developer who his primary intention is to have X number of housing units, it's not always possible to put the green and the following tee close enough proximity or in a reasonable rise and fall to make it reasonable for people to walk.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I know this.
And carts are another revenue producer. So
another revenue factor. Yes. Well, there are days like at Mililani Golf Course and other places where they'll have a walking tournament.
Mm.
And to me, it's just a part of the fun. Fun thing to do. Or they'll have days when you can walk the course.
Yeah.
And I suppose, because as an architect, you really love the land and you love the layout more than the average golfer may realize.
You can't really experience a golf course unless you walk it. I mean, you really can't.
Okay. Well, we'll get up on the plantation course together and get our legs strong that way.
Great. That sounds like a pitfall to me.
No, we just need to have really strong legs. Let's talk again. Mary, it's been way too long. We have to wrap the show, but I really enjoyed talking with you. A golf course architect, and I like the idea of bringing together the architect and the professional to give clinics on how to play the course.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
It was great. It was great fun. I really enjoyed it, and I, too, hope we can do it again sooner.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Architect Mary Armstrong in Link's Best Female Architects, right behind Annika Sorenstam and Amy Alcott. And the golf club is sponsored by these wonderful people, Alica E. Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning. They're on all the islands, excellent service, expert knowledge, and their work, product you can count on. That is Alica E. Mechanical. Call 834-1085, 834-1085. Ko'olina Golf Course. Ko'olina growing the game with their summer golf play and learn program, daily or weekly lessons all summer, and they're celebrating the 4th of July weekend for all active and retired military. Only $55 green fee. $55 green fee. The free fee. No, it's not free. It's the $55 green fee, and you need to call 676-5300 for the details. Ko'olina Golf Course, catch the bug. Star Protection, get the star team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers, whether you need help. You'd like to join the star team, or maybe you've got an event you're putting together, you need protection? Yeah, call Star Protection. The computer doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, he's right on Nimitz and he's on call. Moon Physical Therapy, here to help you back to recovery. Yes, ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. They achieve results. And Floors of Hawaii, they're located just off Gillingham and Waiakumilo, right behind the Taco Bell. You know where that is? The only company that recycles carpet in Hawaii. Go green. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, 808golf.com. Catch the golf club at radiogolfclub.com. And thank you for your mama. May you hit that sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.